We've talked a bit about fluoride this morning, and it seems a lot of people don't know a lot about it. Some people have expressed fears, others have expressed confidence. Dr. Steve Hambleton from the Australian Medical Association, of which he's the boss, is on the line to hopefully quell some of these concerns or reinforce them. I don't know what it's going to be. Dr. Hambleton, good morning, and thank you very much for your time.
Good morning.
Is fluoride safe?
Yes, it certainly is safe, and it's actually been not shown to cause any of the health concerns that very many people try to ascribe to fluoride.
Yep.
All of the international health organisations, including AMA and the Australian Dental Association, support the use of low levels of fluoride to assist tooth decay.
Yeah, we wanted to talk to somebody from the Dental Association, but they didn't want to talk about it until we gave them a list of questions, which seemed peculiar. I would have thought they'd be able to handle any question in relation to fluoride. Obviously, you can. Why is it added to water?
Well, added to water, it's a natural substance that occurs in some water supplies. And I suppose the first thing we noticed was that in areas where there was low levels of fluoride, the levels of tooth decay were significantly better. And as we came to understand tooth enamel better, we realised that fluoride is actually very important in actually maintaining the integrity of tooth enamel. And that's right from early life, in other words, infants, right through to old age. It is shown to be a benefit at all ages.
Is
low levels of fluoride very good for you?
Tell me, is fluoride a chemical?
Well, it's a naturally occurring substance. Yes, I guess it could be described as a chemical. It occurs in water, plants, rocks, soil, air. Most foods have a little bit of fluoride.
Okay, but if it occurs naturally in water, why do we add it?
Well, I guess what we're doing is adjusting those natural levels. In fact, if fluoride in water is too high, we lower the level. And what most water supply regulators around Australia have done is if the fluoride levels in the water are too low, they top it up.
Okay, what happened to all of us before we were aware of fluoride? If it was too high, what kind of effect did it have on human beings?
Well, too much of anything is not good for you, and too much of fluoride is the same. And, you know, we do see that, I guess, the most common thing that you see with excessive fluoride is fluorosis of the teeth. And that is a discoloration of the teeth. But if you control the amount of fluoride in the water, that's very rare, and it's really the sort of thing that only a dentist could pick up. If you get excessive amounts of fluoride from other sources, you can detect it in the teeth, but as I say, if it's regulated properly, it's very, very rare.
Okay, but it's only a cosmetic thing. It's not...
That's a cosmetic thing. In fact, the teeth are stronger and more resistant to decay, and dental health in this country is enormously variable. And before Queensland added it to the water supply, there was something like a 40% difference between the dental problem in Queensland compared to other states in Australia. And so in 2008, I think Brisbane's water supply added fluoride, and it takes about 5 years to see the benefits, so we should be seeing them about now.
Yeah, I know that they did it in Townsville first, and they soon discovered that Townsville teeth were tougher than Brisbane teeth, and by quite a long way. So obviously it does have an effect.
Well, it certainly does, and those dramatic differences in locations were, I guess, what drove further research and further understanding of the value of fluoride. And I guess many health organisations around the world to make sure that, well, to watch it very carefully to see if there was any difference. And there's a lot of myths going around about what fluoride might or might not do, and most of those have been disproven, in fact.
So what are people afraid of, and what are some of the myths?
Well, there's claims that it causes cancer, but scientific studies from around the world have failed to demonstrate a link. There's a myth about fluoride and allergies, and because it's found in most foods and water, that's implausible, but certainly there's no link that health bodies have found. There's claims about fluoride and arthritis, but once again, the Arthritis Australia is in favour of water fluoridation. Some claim that fluoridation is banned in Europe, but that's not the case. Again, the separate water sources used in Europe mean that they fluoridate salt rather than fluoridate the water, so people get access to fluoride. There's claims about bone fractures, which are simply untrue, particularly when you're using fluoride levels that are appropriate. There's no problem with babies, that's another claim. There's no problem with infant formulas if you mix it with fluoridated water. That's been very carefully studied. And any problems are very, very low. I guess all of those things we hear over and over, but they've been very carefully studied by lots of reputable groups. You know, a dollar spent on fluoridation returns between $20 and $80 in dental and health benefits.
Okay, so fluoride is absolutely safe.
Absolutely safe. Happy to say that.
Good. One of my listeners says fluoride in water is a byproduct of mining. Is that true?
Well, yes, it is. And, of course, we get lots of things from mining, and you get phosphates, which we use as fertilizer, of course. But fluoride is a mineral, and it does come from mining. And, yes, it's, as I say, in lots of natural things. And we're adjusting the levels in the water supply. So where it's high, we dilute it. Where it's low, we contribute it. The source, I guess, is less relevant. But, yes, it is. You can get it from mining, yes.
Okay. Doctor, you've been very, very informative. And I appreciate your time, because I know you've got plenty of other things to do. But it was very good of you to give us some of your time, and thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye. Dr. Steve Hambleton seems like a very knowledgeable fella. Certainly when it comes to fluoride, it's fascinating, it really is, and it's absolutely safe. So no more panic stuff, no more alarmist BS about fluoride, for God's sake.